They are to take a lamb for each family, a lamb for each household. If a household is too small for a whole lamb, it shall join its closest neighbor in obtaining one. The lamb shall be divided in proportion to the number of people who eat of it. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a year old male, and you may take it from the sheep or from the goats. You shall keep it until the 14th day of this month. Then the whole assembled congregation of Israel shall slaughter it at twilight. They shall take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and the lintel of the houses in which they eat it. They shall eat the lamb that same night. They shall eat it roasted over the fire with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled in water, but roast it over the fire with its head, legs, and inner organs. You shall let none of it remain until the morning. Anything that remains until the morning you shall burn. This is how you shall eat it: your loins girded, your sandals on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and you shall eat it hurriedly. It is the Passover of the Lord. For I will pass through the land of Egypt that night, and I will strike down every firstborn in the land of Egypt, both human beings and animals. On all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgments. I am the Lord. The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and no plague shall destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt. This day will be a day of remembrance for you. You shall celebrate it as a festival to the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm for tonight is 116. We'll read it by whole verse. I love the Lord because he has heard the voice of my supplication, because he has inclined his ear to me whenever I called upon him. How shall I repay the Lord for all the good things he has done for me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his servants. O Lord, I am your servant. I am your servant and the child of your handmaid. You have freed me from my bonds. I will offer you the sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I will fulfill my vows to the Lord in the presence of all his people. In the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. A reading from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took a loaf of bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Now, before the festival of Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, You do not know what I'm doing, but later you will understand. Peter said to him, you will never wash my feet. Jesus answered, unless I wash you, you have no share with me. Simon Peter said to him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said to him, one who is bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you, for he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, not all of you are clean. After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you an example that you also should do as I have done to you. Very truly, I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Jesus said, now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Here come the dogs. That reading of Exodus is a study in external solutions to external problems. The people of Israel were suffering horribly at the hands of Pharaoh and his minions. After trying various other external solutions, the Lord decided on this horrible thing, the plague, the killing of all the firstborn children and animals to boot in Egypt. What kind of deal is that? What kind of God is that? The Lord says, in essence, I will rain down a world of hurt on everyone. But don't worry, if you just follow these very detailed, very specific, very complicated instructions, you'll be okay. What leads people to believe in such a God? Well, I'll tell you my guess. Fear. Fear of horrible plagues and pandemics and tsunamis and tornadoes. This is not a compassionate enough God for me. I'm sorry. You paint with blood and I won't make mincemeat out of you the way I'm going to do with everybody else. No, sorry. But that's not good enough as far as I'm concerned. People filled with fear have written these stories. What are we to think that God somehow caused this pandemic so we would what? So we would what? Learn again to be fearful of this mighty God? Not I. I mean, really. Is this the deal? Oops, sorry, you waited until the 15th day, you lose. Or maybe you got the day right, but you waited until dusk instead of twilight. You put the blood on only one doorpost. Thus, you have not obeyed me, and I am not appeased. It's off with your head. No, sorry, it's off with the head of your oldest child. And that's the festival I want you to celebrate. If you all think I'm out of my mind or have lapsed into utter heresy, let's just put it down to COVID brain. Though I gotta tell you, the God in the Exodus story doesn't seem like someone who would have accepted such a flimsy excuse. In any case, I've wandered here into territory I do not understand. And I certainly get it that people were trying to make sense of this wonderful, awful, orderly, chaotic world in which we all live. But please, don't ask me to find meaning in this barbarous scene. Now, Paul wrote of another formula for a different kind of sacrifice in one of his letters to the Corinthians. But this time, it's not dead babies, but a dead Lord. What a difference. One reason we have this reading from 1 Corinthians tonight is that John doesn't mention bread and wine, the body and blood of Christ, at all. He's the only one of the four evangelists, gospelers, who omit that detail. And yet it's John's version of the Last Supper we read every year of our three-year lectionary on Maundy Thursday. That's curious, don't you think? On the night we celebrate the institution of the Holy Eucharist, Lord's Supper, Holy Communion, we read from the only gospel that fails to mention the words of institution. This is my body. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. By the way, Paul says something quite striking right after that part that I've quoted. As often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. What is that all about? Proclaim his death? Whatever else that means, it is in stark contrast to the deaths of firstborn children. Now that's a God I can get behind. God, in the very same package as every one of us, this bag of flesh and bones, who dies like every one of us, not threatening us with death if we get the instructions wrong, or even if we willfully disobey them, because this God is big on forgiveness. This is a God who says to us, I will go the distance with you. And it's the with you that is on the marquee on this night we know as Maundy Thursday. Maundy, of course, means mandate or commandment. And the commandment this night is not follow these complex instructions or I'll get you. Worse, I'll get your children. Tonight's commandment is this, right there in John's gospel. It's a new commandment. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, you should love one another. It's simple. Far from easy, of course. But it's a simple commandment. Love each other. In fact, that's like the opposite of easy. It's easy until we don't agree, or until your needs or desires get in the way of my needs and desires, and then it gets to be quite difficult. Maybe that's why Jesus acted it out instead of just saying, you should really take care of each other. Help each other out. Nope. He waits until after he's washed their feet to lay this on them. They still have that uncomfortable image in their mind's eye, embarrassing even. I know it is because every year when I ask about somebody whose feet to wash, they feel embarrassed, I feel embarrassed, but There it is. So the disciples have this in their mind's eye. I mean, after all, he's been their teacher and mentor and leader for 3 years. It makes his washing their feet even more affecting, powerful, and poignant. They'll never forget that lesson. More because of the washing, I suspect, than because of the words. In John, it's as if the basic elements of bread and wine are just taken for granted. Of course, we know that. The three Gospels that have already been written spell that out. But John seems to be telling us this is what it's all about. Not cowering behind blood-stained doorways, grateful that that death-dealing God will pass over your house, but seeing love incarnate, kneeling before his students and washing their feet. And just a few hours later, not withholding anything, not even his own life, to show the world that love is more powerful than death. I started off talking about external solutions to external threats. Jesus shows his disciples, including us, that he offers us an internal, deeply felt solution to all our problems, because it is on the inside that we experience fear, anger, guilt, and all the rest. And he shows us that one solution. Love that is stronger than death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I ask your prayers for God's people throughout the world, for our presiding Bishop Michael, for our bishops Andy, Jeff, Hector, and Kay, for our priest Michael, for this gathering, and for all ministers and people. Pray for the church. I ask your prayers for peace, for goodwill among nations, and for the well-being of all people. Pray for justice and peace. I ask your prayers for the poor, the sick, the hungry, the oppressed, and those in prison. Pray for those in any need of trouble. I ask your prayers for all who seek God or a deeper knowledge of God. Pray that they may find and be found by God. I ask your prayers for the departed, especially Joe Lipscomb and Linda Hook. Pray for those who have died. I ask your prayers for Justin, Emily, John, Sarah, Jim, Anne, Karen, Stephen, RG, Greg, Janet, George, Alan, Carol, David, Joey, Maureen, Jill, Chris, Steve's family, Degagare family, Martha and family, people of Ukraine, and for those who serve in the military, especially Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Chris, Gerard, Brian, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. I ask your prayers for all who are traveling this week. I ask your prayers for all who mourn the deaths of their loved ones. I ask your thanksgiving for the birthdays of Avery Bailey and BJ Henry. I invite your prayers of thanksgiving at this time. Praise God for those in every generation in whom Christ has been honored. Pray that they may have grace to glorify Christ in our own day.
I ask your prayers also among those who have departed for Steve Saccone and other prayers or thanksgivings you may wish to offer at this time. Unmute yourselves if you wish.
Thanksgiving for family and friends.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Now you may unmute yourselves, if you will. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also
with you.
Peace.
Peace be with you all. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Almighty God, we pray you graciously but to behold this your family, for whom our Lord Jesus Christ was willing to be betrayed and given into the hands of sinners, and to suffer death upon the cross, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. I will invite you all to read with me, but muted as I read gradual. I mean, it says gradual. It's not a gradual psalm. Psalm 22 that we always read at the stripping of the altar. That's why I'm taking off a few things here. And I also want to take a moment to show you the, if I can get to it, I can do that, to show you the good work that Carol, and I don't know who helped her this afternoon to do. You see the altar now as it would have been when we came into the church this evening. And here it is, as it will be, as it would be after we had stripped it. And Carol did that for us in anticipation of tonight. I'm grateful to her. So now I'll read Psalm 22. Maybe I should do this again in case you don't have it. Take me a second to get. We can read together as we always do. With you all on mute. After we've read the psalm, that's it. There are no bye-byes. There's no go in peace. It's, I'll just end the meeting immediately. In the church, we would turn off the lights at the end of that, if you remember that, and leave the darkened church on Monday, Thursday. my God, why have you forsaken me, and are so far from my cry and from the words of my distress? Oh, my God, I cry in the daytime, but you do not answer. By night as well, but I still find no rest. Yet you are the Holy One, enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Our forefathers put their trust in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried out to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not put to shame. But as for me, I am a worm and no man, scorned by all and despised by the people. All who see me laugh me to scorn. They curl their lips and wag their heads, saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him if he delights in him. Yet you are he who took me out of the womb and kept me safe upon my mother's breast. I have been entrusted to you ever since I was born. You were my God when I was still in my mother's womb. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help. Many young bulls encircle me. Strong bulls of Bashan surround me. They open wide their jaws at me like a ravening and a roaring lion. I'm poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart within my breast is melting wax. My mouth is dried out like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth, and you have laid me in the dust of the grave. Packs of dogs close me in, and gangs of evildoers circle around me. They pierce my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. They cast lots for my clothing. Be not far away, O Lord. You are my strength. Hasten to help me. Save me from the sword and my life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth, my wretched body from the horns of wild bulls. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will praise you. Praise the Lord, you that fear him. Stand in awe of him, O offspring of Israel. All you of Jacob's line, give glory. For he does not despise nor abhor the poor in their poverty. Neither does he hide his face from them. But when they cry to him, he hears them. My praise is of him in the great assembly. I will perform my vows in the presence of those who worship him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied, and those who seek the Lord shall praise him. May your heart live forever. All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall bow before him. For kingship belongs to the Lord. He rules over the nations. To him alone, all who sleep in the earth bow down and worship. All who go down to the dust fall before him. My soul shall live for him. My descendants shall serve him. They shall be known as the Lord's forever. They shall come and make known to a people yet unborn the saving deeds that he has done for us.